Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for George Brothers Contracting.
That would be me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Slash. How are you today?
Okay.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing George Brothers on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And you know when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Yes, ma'am.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages of them in there, right? The list goes on and on. But on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Kind of. I mean,
And sometimes they're labeled like A, B, C, D. So right now in your area, just to do a broad search, they see J and G Home Renovations or R. Lucas Construction and Design. Do you know those guys at all?
yeah, I know them.
Okay, so that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now George Brothers would be one of the local options when people search from there as well. And Google's rule for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is we can list one business per position. So if we were to program George Brothers in to appear on that first page list, they stop all of these calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of those same services. So that way you'd always be one of the local options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'd be there to catch them too. And that'll make sense so far, right?
Yeah, I understand. I mean,
Beautiful.
my thing is it's all about how much does it cost?
Oh yeah, I can pull that up for you now. The hard part about getting there, it's not really even the cost, it's the area. So I know that Columbus, the 31904 is, that's the registered home base, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I mean, we go up to, 50, 60 miles, even 100 miles.
Oh, okay. So anywhere within a reasonable traveling distance, it sounds like
Yeah.
you're like into
Typically,
Atlanta.
we go anywhere. Well, we stay away from Atlanta, but I'm not going to Atlanta. I hate Atlanta.
Okay.
I mean, but we'll go to, I mean, I'm actually looking at a job in Noonan right now.
Okay, I get
So,
it.
but, you know, we, you know, I, we really don't do a whole lot of residential work. And, here I am, I'm saying that, and here we did, we just registered with Angie's List, which my secretary did that, and, that's between me and her, but it's a done deal now, so I mean, we're doing it. I don't even know who put, I don't even know who put my George Brothers stuff on it. I think one of my secretaries years ago did it, trying to, get us out there. But I mean, we mainly do commercial work. We try to stay away from residentials, because it gets, sometimes it gets real hard to get paid. And I just I don't like the hassle or the fight. For whatever reason, I attract that customer. I mean, we did the job. She was super happy. And then she comes up, "Well, okay, when I sell the house, I'll pay you." And I'm like, "What?"
What?
I
Oh,
said,
no.
"No, it took me a year and a half to get paid.
Wow.
$16,000.
That's
Which I leaned, I put a, I had to put a lien on my house. And then of course, they're upset because, I charged them an additional 20% on top for taking a year and a half to pay me. and the cost of the lien and all that other. And I mean, she had her attorney call me, and I said, well, I'm within my legal right.
Yeah.
She said, well, go ahead and pay you now. I said, well, I said, you're going to pay me regardless. I said, otherwise, it'll just, the lien will just stay.
Who would even think that that would be okay, right, when you hire
somebody? I see it all the time. We go in and we're remodeling the whole house, and, you know, you see the telltale signs? They're moving out. Are you moving? Are you selling the house? Yeah, we're selling the house. Yeah. Which, you know, now I just ask them. When we do residential work, I ask, are you trying to sell the house? Do you want it fixed right? Do you want a good job, or do you want a great job? Or do you want it thrown together? Because if they want it thrown together, I won't do it. I just tell them I have to get somebody else. Because I don't put my name on shoddy work. Because I get a bunch of them. I just want paint thrown. I just want a coat of paint on it. I'm like, yeah, you can get somebody else to do that. We don't paint like that. I mean, you know, we paint the whole room. We don't spot paint, and, you know, we do it right. But I mean, for what you're selling, what's your numbers?
Okay, I can pull that up. How long have you been in business as George?
30 years.
Okay, I'm glad I asked. So they have, it sounded like that to me, by the way you're talking. So they have something, it's called a legacy rate, and that's a reduced rate. If you're 20 years and over, you can qualify for that. So I'm just grabbing my director for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. Is it you and a brother, like the name would suggest?
Yeah, there should be an apostrophe on there, but, you know, a lot of people think they think Brothers is my last name. Now, it's
George is your last, your two brothers George, is the last name George, right?
That's right.
Okay, that's what I thought. And so for something like this, either one of you are authorized to make these sorts of marketing decisions?
Yep. Marketing? It's mainly me. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, actually, Glenda can too, because she just put us on Angie. So,
have you gotten any good stuff from the Angies?
Well, it hasn't started yet, so I don't know. I told her, I said, you better hope this works out, because I mean, we just spent like $4,000. I mean, that's for the whole year though. Which I mean, it's we're guaranteed like 10 leads every month. And there's no guarantee on a job, which, you know, I don't see how anybody could guarantee you on a job, but, you know, I've already looked at everything. I was like, well, I talked with people that are on Angie. They say they get work. So as long as it pays for itself, I'm cool with it. It's like, you know, I just, cause I mean, we just don't have anybody to monitor a web page.
Oh, I was looking for the website, and there's a georgebrotherscontracting.com, but when I click on the link, it doesn't allow me to go into the site. Like, I can't see the site. Is that the correct address, George Brothers?
Well, we're georgebrotherscontracting.com. At gmail.com.
Oh, that's an email address.
That's my email. Yeah, that's my email. Yeah, but there's a web page out there. It's just got a picture of me and my truck on it.
Okay, I found a Facebook page, but I didn't find a website. Oh, maybe Ben can find. He's my director for the area. He's coming over now to apply the rate for me, the legacy rate. I'll get you that pricing right now.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name's Ben. I'm one of the directors in the department that.